What's up, it's your boy, Sudden J. It is the season finale of Life at the Dust Live, and it's hump day, man. On a hump day is the season finale. How perfect is that? All right, we'll be back.
Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust. Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your device. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life After Dust, Dust, Dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
As I told you guys, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? I ain't got to say that before.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. All right, man. It is hump day after dust, the season finale of Life After Dust Live. And, of course, you know, we always bring you 2 hot hours. You know, you got Life That Does Live, and then Life That Does Live turns to the Team of Reed hour, the second hour of the show. So, yes, be tuned in for both hours because you never know what might happen. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go into some music. Today's show, we'll be talking about what we got coming for the upcoming season, some of our favorite moments of this season, and what we have for our holiday plans. And Team of Reed has a hot topic for her hour as well. We'll talk about that a little later. But before we do that, we're going to do what we do best, play some music. We got 2 tracks we're going to hit y'all with. Let's go ahead and hit y'all with our first track of the day. It's going to be with Boy Vice Grip. Because around this time of year, you know, as we go into the new year, I remind everybody, don't be a crab in the barrel. Just don't do it. It's just not sexy at all. Let's get it.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man.
Don't want
politics business. A lot of corruption I want. It's not about politics. All about the people in the community. All because of ignorance. They are suffering. From crime and poverty. Grabbing a barrel.
Thank you. drama. You can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside. Yeah, you can leave that all outside. Yeah, just got off from work. Wanna kick my shoes off. Get a 10 to 9 and I just wanna cool off. One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that. Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill. Ooh, they tripping off these people. I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
Give me more. your battleship. The sweetest dream that I ever had is the sweetest dream I've never had. I stopped myself and I tried again. You pulled the ghost, but not your friend. I walk alone.
Sounds from one afternoon. how I've been. Feeling all the tall work fitting a pair off. I'ma go and buy a hammock. Come and buy your killer, go make me a sandwich. Keep my life kitchen, we hit the booth and do damage. They can't understand it, why I seem bogus. Maybe I'm so focused, these bulls just seem bogus. Burning down blunts and with a hand on the roaches. They jack my DNA and they check itself with the mojo. The open or the close or the designated header. Took your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Broke your kick, I look, I'll jump your sister. My little pet mule was zippers all in her. You talk big for a little two pence a win. Took two steps and there go two pence a din. Flickering flames with every flip on my tongue. How you wanna get dead? My rare are well done. I know, I raw son. Real fucking spitty. Tongue twist like Bobby Wallin, like Whitney. No, that Britney might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, it might take my head off. Bust that lid off. You hear how that thing sounds? That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Send a point mass at your ears. Have you getting down? Groove, pick you up like, how the fuck you sitting down?
Move I out the floor and deal with me. I'm gonna make the millions that I
about as a kid as an orangery. So I work wizardry in the booth open songs reach. Every fucking corner in the
I just can't. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got some haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow, so my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life is squeezing blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. And ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's on Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That rhyme, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bounce shit. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
I can make it very well. I beat the pussy up. Oh my God, I'm going,
I'm going in.
Make a switch for you, the man. I know I'm going in. Key in the hole, you can catch me keying in. And yes, I'm on hard, like a bone and pebble's head. Dive into the pussy, cannonball blew up.
Damn.
Then I left the whole team bleeding.
Yeah.
Now we coming back for more. Oh my God, we feeling it.
Yeah.
I can't get out
let
the
go.
Door. And now her friends wanted to.
For real,
like I be here all night, fucking her whole crew.
Let go.
So I threw my glasses on and made it do what it do. Spray talk in my eyes, cause I can't see you.
You can call me system, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a film and I keep going non-stop. You can call me system, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a film and I keep going non-stop. I keep going non-stop, I keep going non-stop. Call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make a film pop. I keep going non-stop, I keep going non-stop. Call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make a film pop.
I put the condom on, it's purple on like Dino. Busting nuts from a distance, you can call it free throw. Yes, I'm a winner in the game. Fucking bad bitches make them all go insane. Oh my God, I done did it. Oh my God, look at me now. Hoes wanna fuck me. They wanna get dick. Well, so you know what I'ma do. I'ma lay it on them now. You know how I get it. I break the bed down. I'm something like a king when it comes to the messes. I'm the only nigga that can make shit happen. We can bring that thing on back and hit a split on the dick. And I can cover it in white. Like Will Man is bitch.
You can call me Simpson, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going non-stop. You can call me Simpson, cause I can make a film pop. Let me get a penalty, cause I keep going non-stop. I keep going non-stop, I keep going non-stop. Call me Mr. Simpson, I can make a film pop. I keep going non-stop, I keep going non-stop. Call me Mr. Simpson, I can make a film pop.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Chris. And you know shit how I get it.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah. Young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden this is trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, nigga, motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Nigga, hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. All my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Plus you make three, not two. Do the math when it's me and you. Plus you. shouted. What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started this, what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You must shout it right. I take care of shit when you can't, and I do damn well. Late night drilling, think I should get paid, but to my life you mean more than me.
Just a late night late.
We kick it tougher than closest home.
Always real and never phone.
Even my niggas be looking at me like,
you tripping, homie.
Light up the sticky for me. Uncapped this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me, honey. Don't wanna see you go cause you make me just
feel so good.
But my people need me and need to be there for them like I should. But be honest, don't you like it when I
touch right there
and kiss right here and rub that there?
Yeah.
And don't it make you feel like right?
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have to explain. Get with it, take those off and come hit me, yeah, dig.
You go running off at the mouth, ain't listening to what I'm talking about. It was us, now it's we, baby, I am what you need. You ain't ever say that you was gonna start a family.
But you right, and I feel you, but somewhere to come for you got confused. You looking for love, and now I'm looking to bust a move. You chose this, move out my focus, then you jump in. Thought I was gonna change,
what?
Shit, I ain't budging.
Including Whitney Houston, Rod Carey, and Jimmy Jackson. And which, what are the goals they bust? They bust it wide open. That is my girl Whitney Houston. It's the first artist to have 7 consecutive number one singles. Mariah Carey holds the title for having the most career number one singles. And Janet Jackson is one of the most awarded artists in music history. So, yeah, I'm just saying, numbers don't logic. Oh, man, that's going to get my Jay-Z stuff noise talk, but I'm not going to do it. But, again, hope you guys enjoyed the music hour because that's what you got. You got a break because we're going to go hard for this last hour of the season finale. We're going to talk your head off and go in. There's a lot of things we're going to talk. Of course, we're talking about the topic today. Here, the topic is, if your ex, would it be okay for your ex to come to a visit for the holidays? And two, we're also going to be talking about what we got coming for the upcoming season of the show, as well as some of our favorite moments from this past season, and it was some of our holiday plans for the year. So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic for my girl before I bring you in. No, Shara, let me bring you in right. Let me do it right for her before she comes in.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day?
Yeah.
It's hump day. Everybody's humping around.
Oh, Lord.
Shut up, baby.
I'm not going to do it today, Lord. I'm about to put my hands up in prayer for your sister.
Please pray for me. I need all the prayer I can get.
I'm going to lay some hands on you.
Oh, yes. Watch out now. It's hump day. Turn up. Yes. So, well, we got all that. Is it okay for your ex to come and visit? I wanted to know, is it okay?
Ooh-wee, man. I'm always on the fence. I just can't get it right. I just can't ever pick one or the other. I'm always on the goddamn fence. It's too mean, because I look at things from multiple spectrums. And, yeah, this is just hard.
It's there. It's kind of difficult because, like, I'm not one-sided, so, you know, looking at both sides, yeah, it's kind of tough to make a decision, but I don't know. I would say your past is your past. That's my thing, so leave it where it's at. If the significant other is a thing of the past, ain't no sister coming around still mingling and stuff, like, what you trying to accomplish here, you know? It ain't like we trying to work shit out. So you need to go your way. I go my way. When I break up with you, my family break up with you.
Work out for me. Work out for me.
Hey, yeah. Be coming around. Yeah. Bringing back old feelings and stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. I mean, you said it, but I think somebody else could say it better than we can. Because, I mean, really, in the day.
Yes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, we really don't. Not on the holidays. Might want to bring my new little boo around or something, you know?
Hey, I mean, not even that. It's the whole thing of, you know, when you bring somebody around for the holidays, it's about love and care and all this other stuff wrapped all to one. And it just doesn't send a great message when this person that you are not, that is your ex, not necessarily somebody you are in a relationship with. But this is an ex, period. They are an ex.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
If they got that ex in front of them, they got an ex there for a reason. They are ex out of the freaking picture.
Ex out of the picture. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Unless, like you said, unless y'all trying to work it out. Work out for me.
But I mean, I guess also said you got to look at it from like what type of note did y'all break up on? You know, was it a good note?
Right.
Did y'all just feel like y'all growed each other, or was it like, bitch, I'm slashing your ties type shit?
Right. So you know, some of them want to give it, you know, some of them want to give them that dick in the box. Dick in the box, baby.
Oh, Lord.
My dick in the box. Yeah, that's the gift they give for Christmas.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, baby, open up.
Yeah.
Baby, open up this gift box real quick. I mean, okay, I'll open up. Oh, God. You know you're my ex now, right? So why would you bring me a gift? Just open the box. It's my dick in the box, baby.
Oh, so then you meet up with your ex for that one day, you know, and that around the holidays and stuff, too. Then, you know, around the holidays, I don't know about y'all, but the girl be turned up, so I be drinking. And once that liquor get in my hands, they do their own thing. Now, let me stop.
Hey, so you say if your ex come around and you done had a little bit too much holiday cheer, you might give him some holiday rear.
Okay, we finna see what kind of noise that headboard making. Turn up, come day. Now, let me quit.
You'll sit Santa Claus will laugh like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you some good because you can't run at the right time, but I would think that's going to happen all the time now.
Yeah. You know, you're always, I don't know. It's like, I'm not the type, once I break up with my exes, we broke up with, like, if I still see you out in public, I'll speak with you, speak to you, but you know, it's plenty of my exes who haven't even been around my family. I'm real, like, if you come around my family, you know, you good to go, because I just don't bring no anybody around my family.
I was going to put you on First Street. I was about to say, now, has it been exes that you engage a little bit or something, too? You say, you know what, I'm feeling pretty good today. You play your cards, I might give you something.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if, you know, y'all at one of them, you know, at a family function or whatever, you know, y'all, I don't know, I'm the type of female, I'm not going to say always, but if the opportunity presents itself, I have no problem with, you know, the little thought running through my head, like, let me give this nigga a little sample where he mixing up out of, you know. But then it's just like,
what if you try to give him something he missed out on? That way of being giving you something too good that he give you his shit that whistle deal.
My mind always set up to where I'm going in here and I'm giving him something to remember. I'm not really, you know.
What if he learns some new tricks and he comes in charge? You be like, oh, okay, but wait a minute, he let us do tricks. I don't know about that. Well, what you going to do then?
You know, I've never been in that situation. I've just always left it to where the guys were like, hey, can we try to work things out? And I'm like, no, Flair, you messed up, but I'll holler at you if I need you, fella, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's just me. But I don't think an ex should just come around the family like that. If y'all are exes, what is the point? Why do you go around someone's ex? I mean, why do you go around somebody's family if you're in a relationship? Why do you go around them?
I don't know. Maybe because they miss, you know, they miss a part of the family dynamic. I mean, they don't really have a family.
No, like when you're in a relationship, and this person,
okay,
you know, you go meet their family then, what's the purpose of you meeting the family when you're in a relationship? What's the purpose?
Because the family relationship, like we talked about this yesterday, because our topic yesterday was when is the right time to bring a significant other around, you know, around your family for the holidays, something like that. So he was on that key. And a lot of times your family can help, you know, they weed out. It's sometimes it's weird because, you know, it was having the opposite day type of thing. Like the girls are saying, if they bring you around the family and the family don't like you, then that means you're the right guy. Like what? Because you know how it is. Like, for instance, you know how there's
that
guy that you like.
No, I've never heard that thing like
this. Let me explain what they mean, because I know. Because it is not an uncommon thing that as far as how their thought process is. But
I know what that means, but that's like high school thinking. I thought people did that in high school, like, oh, my family disapprove of him, so this is the one.
Right. I would say the same thing. You know, I was playing, it's shocking. You know, because a lot of times, your family can't really, especially as you get older, they should be on a more mature thing. So your parents know, they've been around, and they know. Yeah, sometimes some parents don't agree with everything that you do, so they might not agree with everything that somebody else that they're with you does. Like say, versus they don't have a career choice necessarily. That's little stuff. That's one thing. But if they know that you said, like, for they read off a person, they sound like they're abusive, or just little things like that, or something like they just wanting you to be careful. That's a whole other thing.
Right, but I mean, I get what you're saying, but like I think that the reason why you go around someone's family is because, especially when you're first dating, because you want to know, like, it's the approval factor, and then you're trying to see where is the relationship going, you know, like
right,
it's going to the next level.
Right.
But if y'all not together, then what's the point of you coming around my family? Like, what are we accomplishing here? Shit, so don't come around my damn family. I don't care what they think about you no more. You don't care. So what's the point, you know?
Right. You should be around your family. You should be around your family. You should meet their family for this case. The fact of, hey, if I, you know, you want to get, like you said, you want to get to know the person a little more. Because eventually, you know, as you said, you try to make a different stride. That family is going to be involved one way or another.
Yeah.
So it's on you to kind of figure that out. It's not you guys. You know, it's not just this magical fairy tale land. And like we say, they're not going to always agree or anything.
Mhm. You know, I'm taking my family around them. Just because I'm letting him know I'm ready. I'm over here eating y'all. I'm eating pineapples and bananas, y'all. I'm on like a diet, so I'm eating pineapples and bananas. Pineapples, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all what I was talking about one Wednesday, huh?
She has to put bananas in her mouth. That's what it is, guys. Anyways, go ahead.
Shut up. But look. Anyway. Well, yeah, like, cause I really don't care. I don't take a person around my family, like, for the approval. It's like, if you like them, cool. If you don't, then you can tell me some things you don't like and let me see if I see that. But for the main point, I'm just taking a dude around my family just to let him know we're going to the next level. That's the kind of, like, let him know we're going to the next level, because me personally, my family can't live. They like, you know, live my life for me. I'm going to do what the hell I want to do with who the hell I want to do it with. So all they can do is just sit back in the corner and just wait and watch.
That's a funny thing, man. Like, shout out to you in the chat. Acting up. I'm not listening. I'm not paying attention to my... No. But anyways, okay. What was I saying if I was so rudely interrupted? But no, I mean, for me personally, it's just something that it's not good for them to it's not giving them care about your family right away. Because, I mean, they just...
Hell no.
There's some people, especially, like, you got tested. Or some people be like, oh, what did we meet your mom and your dad? And, you know, we only been talking to each other for 2 weeks now. Take a step back.
You're moving too fast for me. See, I'm the type, look, I was with my little boy there for, like, a year and a half before I got pregnant. Do you know he didn't meet my family until I found out I was pregnant?
Yeah.
And that's
really
the only reason why he met him, for that reason.
Hey, you know what? I had my mom, so, you know, I had the same, now I'm going to put myself on Front Street, had the same incident. you know, when I had my alleged child, everybody knows, everyone that's turning to the show, you know, y'all know the background story. They're like, hold on, you had a child? You have a child or you have a child? Y'all
know
the background story.
I didn't know that he had a child.
Y'all know the background. Okay, I mean, I catch up. I'll give y'all the QuickBooks version of it because y'all should know about now. This is so quite a bit. You just heard me talk about it. You know about the whole story about me having someone lie to me and tell me that, you know, I'm having to go to this for almost a year. Someone told me that, hey, that they were pregnant and they were pregnant by me. I believe in it. And then, you know, I'm trying to do something, they just disappear. And then when it's time when their kids is in the hospital, I go there, looks just like me. Ooh, goo goo gaga, holding my arms. Oh, that's definitely mine. Signed the paper, didn't get no blood test. Yeah, and then led into, and then, yeah, and then it just got ugly because then my mom told one day, she said, you should, Senator, you wait. You know, she didn't tell me, but I believe my cousin said, though, that he was kind of suspicious. So one day my mom got one like the little Maury ones, like the one, the in-house test that you do. The baby mom didn't know it. So she picked my mom kind of swabbed me. She kind of swabbed the baby. Because this was one day I was watching him. And, you know, because the thing was all these different signs. He had asthma. I have asthma, but he had really bad asthma. So I had to watch him overnight, give him breathing treatments, all kind of stuff like that. So then I ended up having to, you know, until my mom had kind of swabbed, I'm thinking, okay. You know, I'm sold on the fact that he's my child at the time. Sold on it. No, it's okay, I'll do the test, but I'm sold on it. Whatever. You say the test come back in about 2 weeks. Didn't necessarily come back in 2 weeks. So, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, he's got to be mine. You know, they're taking for so long and coming back with these results. It's in the bank. So one day I'm getting ready to go take pictures with him. You know, and my mom had to be babysitting at that time, so I'm getting ready to drive there. I went from getting before work, and that's about a 40-minute drive. My mom was like, oh, don't you have to dress up today, because she was going to take the pictures. But okay. She didn't want to tell me on the phone, but the results came to her. Got there, found that the kid was not mine. I was ready to turn the whole goddamn world upside down.
Aww.
Because I was trying to be a good dad. I was watching out for him. I was sacrificing what little money I had at the time. Because that's when I had my previous job, which was paying shit. So,
shout out to say the previous job that wasn't paying shit.
Shit, man. You came a full water off of that. But anyways, with that, you know, I had, you know, that was just a really trying time, and they had to go through all this legal stuff. You know, because then she tried to say, oh, you lying, that is your baby. And it was so funny because right around that same week or the next week, she had filed for child support against me. Dumbest thing she could have done because she would have had the upper hand. Yeah, she would have had an upper hand had she showed up to the freaking original hearing with the attorney general. She didn't show up. I showed up because I showed up on time because she was talking all this noise the night before. Yeah, you better make sure you're there. Okay, I'll be there right at 5 o'clock.
I was early.
I beat the goddamn people in the fucking place. Got us, you know, doing through all that. So she wasn't there. I got to present my paperwork at her. I said, here's my bills in case she had any death cases. It is what it is. But I said, but also here, I have something here that y'all might find interesting. I have a paper here that says that the child is not mine. Whoa, they waved you over back. So she wasn't chosen. She couldn't stop me from doing it. They allowed me to go through getting a court appointed test. And then the court appointed test already proved where I already knew already. And it's so funny because the day that with the results that we were in there, this chick had a freaking shirt on that said, "Hi, Haven." And wow. Yeah.
Say it.
I'm dumb as you look. Yeah.
Say it. That was your ex data.
That was my ex gal. You know what? I saw her about a year and a half ago.
I always tell people, like, the people you date, that's why I'm very picky. I haven't been in a relationship for like the past 5 years, because the people you date, or the people you're in a relationship with, that person is a reflection. It's a reflection of you. You know what I mean? Not saying anything badly about you. You know, we live, we grow, but it's just like, I don't know. I be picky. You got to be picky.
Hey, some people you don't know is ratchet until time gets real, and they,
you didn't know she was coming like that. Of course, talking about how I hate her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she just, all the ratchet is the can't let us goddamn nowhere. I'm telling you, this ratchet was not going on. She was very,
you full of shit, said it was.
No, I'm not. People will tell you, people that hang around her will say, yeah, she wasn't ratchet like that. She just turned, they're like a magic wand, said,
true color came out, boy. Huh?
Ratchet woman. You know, all this stuff started coming to play. Yeah, so she did a magic wand way. She just, right, but you know what? But I'm personally, I got over it because, heck, yes, you got to get over it. And I saw her, you know, one of the hard things, I thought I would never really run to her again. And I want to say about 2 years ago, I ran to her in a mom, in a random in Metro PCS. Yes, my homeboy was getting the phone or something out of there. So I was in there, and I ran to them. And you know what? She didn't say that to me, but her mom did. And her mom was like, well, I really want that child to be yours, because you just want the greatest people ever. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, you really are a nice person, though.
And she was like, oh, so yeah, you had any kids? I said, no, I am childless. That's where I am. Yes, ma'am. And what's crazy is she had child before when I was looking at her.
You say what?
She had child before. I met child before. Yes. Lord Jesus, if there is a fire, I ran for my life.
That would have also been yours. He would have had just a little stepper.
Yes, I'm like, yeah. So yeah, that's the tea on that. But why did we go into that subject? I forgot. You had to go to the story.
Because I was asking you, like, what's the purpose of bringing an ex around, you know, family? You know, we were talking about, like, what's the purpose, the point. But yeah, shit, I don't know. I think if you're an ex, that's where you're going to stay. Ain't no sense you coming around. Ain't no, unless we got some type of understanding. Now, we broke up, but we still kind of messing around sexually. Then that's one thing. But, I mean, like, once we cut off all ties, it's like, it's it. I'm be calling my family. And a lot of people are trying to get, you know, because my mom, she real cool, you know, and real sweet. She's sweet as pie. She, you know, get cool with people, and they want to call her and all that. And I'll be like, man, no, once I quit talking to you, you shit do talking to you, don't care. But that's just me. I know that's probably not the way to be, but that's just me. So you think it's okay? Or you agree with me?
It's okay. I mean, it's so many different spectrums to this maze of craziness. I think it's okay for some exes. Because for instance, like sometimes you have those instances where you like your child, father comes around
and
you have your child
exception.
Yeah, or mother or whatever.
That's the only exception. That's the only exception. And then to me, the only time I need to be seen, you coming around on family holidays anyway. And then my little boy, he's 7, so he's at an age where you don't even need to be walking him inside the house. Homeboy can hop up out that car, get his bag, and get his little backpack, and just keep him moving. He don't need, like, what you get him out for. Now I can understand if he couldn't walk, then you got to protect him, you know, but there's no need if y'all got a child together or not. It's really no need for my family to be just kicking it with you. Like, you know, you'll be coming all around on the holidays, eating and shit, playing courts and dominoes, going up. No, man. What, Miss Brown is? What she say? Anybody got time for that? Shit.
Nobody.
Yeah, so I don't think, I mean, when I, when you got a newborn, or when you got, well, a newborn, y'all still kind of, you know, in a relationship at least, I guess. I don't know. Once y'all the baby walking and talking, ain't no need for the baby daddy, baby mama, nobody, the bills coming around. You pull up and keep it moving.
Keep it moving unless y'all really want to strive to get back to each other's home. Don't do it. Reconsider.
Then, cause how would the new person feel? You know, I know if I'm your girl and your ex coming over there and kicking it and stuff, I'm be like, well, shit, y'all must got something going on. What the fuck, she coming out here kicking it? I don't even kick it like this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. That is so weird.
Sitting in the room knowing what their partner like, you know?
Right. Unless your ex is like your step cousin now, you know, because she got married to the family a whole other way. So that's the only reason. allowed to be in the house, to be in the house at the same time as you.
I guess.
I'm just putting out a different scenario of a fucking possible date trip or why they are around. But that's really it.
Yeah. We both agree. Ain't no need for the exes to be around. What if your ex show up with a new boo thing to your family house?
Yeah, wow. Like, hey. Yeah, like your baby mama come over there and she got her new blue things over there. She wanna come hang on the
side. Yeah, new
wanna come hang up. Ain't nobody got what the hell she got? That'd be better tell.
No. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't a goddamn shotgun. We gotta put both. What the hell are you bringing? Don't bring your guy. First off, what's your ass doing here? Second off, no, you did not try. Like, hello, so who is this with you? Oh, this is not new man. So it's like a shot to the face. It's like you saying, hey, Cedric's mom, this is my new man. Say hello to him.
No.
Like, it's like a shot to the face, like, hey, he's better than him. Fail.
No, it's not necessarily
better,
but it's just like, it's like a kid, like, you just sitting here. Like, you trying to show, I feel like, to me, I think any situation like that, your ass trying to show off. You coming over there trying to say, yeah, I moved on. Look at me. You know?
Yeah, and move on by the goddamn stuff. Don't bring the goddamn new thing over there. It's your goddamn family. Did you bring something to your family and have to say, hey, this is my new phone team? Goddamn. Don't fucking do that shit. What is his ass needing my family for anyway?
Look, a nigga barely want to feed your ass, let alone you bringing an extra motherfucking mouth over here to feed. What
right.
do they do that at?
Well, he do. Did he bring me a goddamn Christmas gift too?
Okay. Did the nigga bring, look, because you know how most families, you bring a plate, you bring a dish. Did that nigga bring a dish over here and shit? Why?
Gee, fuck that. I want no dish in here. He might try to poison me. Oh, I just want to make sure you still dipping it down, man. Man, every third Sunday.
Checking my head at you.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to stop playing.
Real mess.
Oh, Lord.
Today.
It is cocaine, person. It's going to get ugly in the chat today. I meet that person as soon as they came in because that was one of our friends from the other day in the chat room.
Oh, shit. I'm not for that shit today.
I'm for that. I've been all day spread, and you will not. You will not be with me, sir. No, you will not. No. Okay, so speaking, so I want to talk to you about it too, because, man, you know, as this is our season finale, and people are seriously getting tooled all the way to our Monday show, first Monday show of the year, which should be on January 6th. We'll see it then. So, you know, far as the stuff I want to talk about too was what we got coming for upcoming season, some of our favorite moments of this season, and what you got, what our plans are for the holidays. So, first thing, I'm going to go in past, present, future order. That's how I'm doing it. So, first off, with the past, we're talking about favorite moments. I want to say one of my favorite moments, of course, is the day that you came to this show.
Oh, where's the claps?
They said no, they didn't want to give me no claps for being successful. Okay, well, all right, y'all trying to play me. Don't stop. Y'all trying to play me. All right, so, matter of fact, all right, so let me see how well you paid attention. Let's see how well T. Marie paid attention. All right,
my brain cells not so good. Go ahead.
You know, we know that your brain cells are not up too far. Okay, so first before we figure out when did you let's see how good you are. First, this. When was the first time you was ever on this show? Let's see how good you are.
Oh,
ever.
I remember
and
that. I was first on the show. Gosh darn it! The first week in July, I want to say.
Ooh, you was warm. Last weekend of July, you was warm though. We give you that.
July was supposed to be in June, but it got rescheduled to July.
July was model month, so it became on model month. It was July 24th to be exact.
Mhm. So y'all knew what month. Boop, boop,
you
boop.
Said what now?
I said, I knew what month. I said July.
Yeah, you did know the month. You was right. You was right about that. We'll give you credit on that. Okay, so let's see if we had the next puzzle piece. When was the first time you had a show on here?
That was in October. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, what date? You know what I mean, that's vague. It's vague. You got part of it, right? But you got to answer all the way. What was the first day she was on the show?
I don't know. Shut up. Don't do me like that. I heard when your ass
no,
said
that. No, you doing yourself like that. You got to figure it out. What was the first day that she was on
you
the show?
You said day, so you don't mean the date. The number. It was on a Monday. I'm gonna say like.
No, I meant the date. Don't try to get past me. It's not happening today.
Oh, don't do me. Hold on. It was like the second week in October. Second or third week in October. It wasn't the last week.
Are you sure?
I want to say.
Make sure you're sure.
I'm sure it was the second week, and I'm just throwing the third in here just because you might get me. But I want to say it was the second week.
You sure? Yeah, make sure you get your final answer. Your final answer is
the third week.
Third week,
final answer. Yeah. I'm hitting the buzzer. Bing, go.
The third week was the week you were on the show, right?
The first time, yes, that I hosted my show.
All right, you ready? The exact day and date was, drum roll, please. Drum roll, please.
Wow.
It was on October. Don't do me. Okay, thank you. October 14th, and yes, that was the third week of October. And you were right. It was on a Monday. It was the episode that had the loud voice.
Please,
We will give you a hand, Pastor Bag, because you did get that. You did get that right. You did get that right. We will give you a hand.
Yes, please. You got to come over here waving. Yes.
Okay.
I'm over here waving like Miss America, y'all, just in case y'all want a visual.
Now, one more guess about that. What was the topic on this show?
Oh, shit. It was on a Monday. What was you? Now, you know that's kind of hard for me to remember. It was on a Monday. So it was something not freaky. So I'm going to say it was something related to health. Look at me, I always talk about healthiness and being a little freak. Shaking my head. I'm going to say something about health. I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with it.
Come on.
No, I'm through. Something dealing with health, but I don't know exactly what.
But health? Okay.
And I know that's wrong.
Exact. Okay. The topic was, what is it okay to discipline your child at? What point does paddling become too much?
That's my first show.
That was your first show, Out the Box.
You sure?
Yes, that was it. The numbers don't lie, and neither do I.
Shut up.
Because
well, that is what it is. Look at me. I was in mommy mode then. Okay. Yeah.
They came and you came right there because we were going to have a guest on there that come be a guest expert on that topic. And then the fourth week is when, because, you know, you started going more and more. After all of October, you end up, that's when you get the show from, October 28th was the official date that you ended up having your show. Like, your show was locked in on here.
Oh, okay.
So that was the one you were talking about, Chris Brown and Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, Chris Breezy. Yeah, he had all his issues going on. Still my boo thing, though. He can hit me up anytime. We can Skype. Look at me.
He's going to hit you. I
get that little youngster. I'll tell him that little youngster. He really ain't know what to do with it. Send him my way.
Now, let me clear.
He's going to beat your ass, too. We ain't talking about sexually. Anyway.
Don't play. You know how we do it out here in Texas. Don't play. You would not get me on there. You would not help me quit. Don't play. Y'all. Maybe somebody's team of me in jail.
I've had so many great shows this year, man. I've had some great shows. I went through all the shows ahead. This is crazy. Like, all the way, my first show, because, like, I know how we do every year. Like, everybody's like, oh, you do this every year. You'll take a long break. Yes. Till last year, the last show was December 19th, 2012. And then our first show wasn't until January 2nd. That was when the season started. Bam came with the box. That was when Angela was on the first. Was on the first week. She was on the first or second week actually. Because the second was the new season. The second was announcing the new season coming up. And then Angela was on the second. Angela and my girl Celia Chick was on the first week. Amy, the great show. So we had the Battle of the Sexes, my boy B. Hemp, and celebrity Miss Elisa Reyes came to the show. So, yeah, it was just so many great things, shows that happened this year. Man, did a show live from Austin. Where else? We did the pregnancy, Marlon versus Pregnancy show. We celebrated our fourth anniversary on this year too, and so it was just a lot of great things, man. Just so many great things. I'm so happy. So yes, go to listen to all the shows. If you miss any part, any of them, go to listen to them. And man, as far as going for this year, see what do you have in store? As far as what do you want to see different to kind of make sure that more and more things happen for the telephone.
What up? You kind of broke up on the last part. Say it again.
Now, as far as for the upcoming year, you know, what's some of the things you look forward to for the upcoming year with the radio show?
I'm just looking forward to interviewing more people, networking with more people, and just seeing, the station grow as a whole. And that's all, that's me. Your girl be worried about numbers, so. I'm trying to see these numbers increase. That's pretty much it. I want us to start giving away little prizes and stuff. Doesn't have to be anything huge, but just little small little gifts that way, do good things on the social site. Just a whole bunch of things so we can get our numbers up, because we're doing hella good, but ain't no stuff to stop it now,
Like, cause we hit 3 million for the end of the year, and I see us doubling that next year.
So that's all I'm trying to do. So I want to find ways to get more of our followers more so interacting with us. So that's my whole goal, cause internet is taking over now. So I want to get more involved in that area, getting more people. So that way we have.
And for the haters too, we already have some sponsors already lined up. And locking them in with contracts for people. That's what you do have contracts. For the upcoming year. So I thought I'd throw that out there for the haters. They want to say what they want to say. Oh, they want to say yes. That's for those people. That's for the haters that. Want to say haters gonna hate, ballers gonna bowlers gonna bowl. But everything.
Turn up. Look at me, my turn up ass. I'm gonna find me a new word for the new year, y'all.
We gonna find you one.
Shut up, Betty. Don't do me. But yeah, I want to find ways to interact with people more. I love people, so that's why I'm always like,
call in,
talk to me. I like to talk
to people. I challenged myself, I told someone, I said, this for next year, because I'm going to be back up and get back to my super travel bug. It's like, I've been doing a little bit here and there, but I want to be on a real heavy next year. I'm trying to at least every other month.
What I want to start doing too is when I go out of town to, to my different states to do my photo shoots and my gigs or whatnot. I have this huge gig coming up too. I can't talk about it until everything falls through. So y'all have to.
We know how people do us.
Huh?
As a guest, we know how people do us.
Shut up, but it's going to be definitely. I know.
I also get mad at a certain country. I'm not going to name any names. I almost got mad, so I had to stop myself for a second. I was about to get mad for you. But
we're going
to
be definitely getting linking up in different states, reporting live. I even want to the events I host. I want to be able to find work on where I'm actually hosting it live, but I'm on I'm interacting on the Blog Talk Radio, but I'm also live at the club doing what I do, hosting events,
I'm telling you, it's so crazy. I've done this show to, one of my Adam Simon friends I've done a lot of, with Austin. I did one live from the Texas Relays. I did one live I did one live from Portland. I went to Portland, Oregon. They booked me to a and do the radio show at a concert. Big ups to that. That was live. It was so crazy. So many people were treating me celebrity. I had all these cameras were following, were bothering me all day. And not just photographers, but videographers too, were just all night. Mm-hmm. Heck, the freaking people. It was one restaurant. They were too much celebrity. They were letting play music for independent artists that I had. Let me tell you, there's one black owned, so let me go ahead and put that out there. Well, you may have been a hood place. Nope, they weren't. But anyways, you know, they were showing some love. They were treating us like celebrities, and it was just, wow. It's a great taste. Boston, same thing. I went to Boston. The dude, I still want to say, I was great with Red Swine and stop. So he was with me from being lazy and taking all goddamn night to get ready. I would fucking wait, and that's why I'll leave their ass in the fucking room, because I had a chance to be on the show on CBS that fucking weekend, and I was so fucking mad. He said, yeah, come, we're going to do an interview. You definitely come out, and the next night you come. Because I had to meet George Clinton first off the first night. I was there. Big. That was big. George Clinton. And I was going to be on the CBS show in Boston, far away from Texas. And for tell people in Texas that didn't want to fucking me to kiss my ass, and people fucked up.
In that water. Now let me stop.
So, yes. I got mad, so that won't happen again. Oh, no, no, no. If I have Magic Wand that day, that opportunity to talk to me again, that won't happen twice. I would say no. Y'all stay here. I'm going to go make this move, because this is a big stride for me. So I thought about doing this year. Like, I'm trying to go at least, can't go to a whole nother state. You know, every month, or at least every other month. I'm trying to do that.
That's definitely on a to-do list. What I want to do, I want to start reporting live from the different states and incorporate.
The people in your own area don't fuck with you hard. They see everybody else. It's like, well, we love them more, you know. So now they try to prove.
That's what I originally said. And like when people I work with, like on promotion basis and stuff, and they see, like, I do stuff in other states, and I might not do as much out here. Because what I've noticed is that, and this is what, I mean, Paul Wall said it, you know, I'm not the only person who said this shit, Slim Thugger. Everybody feel like in Texas, you have to actually get your name popping elsewhere before out here are really, you know, then once you get your name popping, they want to jump on a bandwagon. And then when you like, hey, I'm talking about these amount of numbers, then they like, oh, she Hollywood. Nah. But no, when a nigga was trying to fuck with you, you didn't want, you know, you wanted me to get it popping somewhere else. So now that my name is popping, I need you to pay me my popping dollar shit.
Like, they could have locked in. They could have locked in being not having to pay that much. They're showing you, you know, they could have been locked in, it's not to pay that much.
Exactly.
And that's on them.
Because, see, that's how I look at it, like, because as I'm growing and it's like, because next year, oh, my God. I think about it and I get all teary on it, but 2014 is like, and I've never been the type to even say, like, oh, next year, my year, you know? Like 2014 is gonna be a blast. So I just sit back and I just like, you know, I work with those who work with me, and you know, people who like, nah, you know, whatever. Which I don't really get turned down because I don't really deal with a lot of people. But most of them, I just be like, okay, cool. It's your opportunity. You fast enough because I already know what I have lined up. But you know, you never let your left hand know what your right hand doing. So.
Yep. But I'm there doing it. If your right hand's effing off, don't let your left hand know it.
Because somebody, you know, shit gets hot. So, and stuff happens. So, yeah, but I'm ready for next year. 2014 going to be a good year. I think state for the station, just for us as individuals, just it's like another level. So, I'm ready.
Yeah, so I'm excited, man, because, I mean, you got so much. Every now and then, I'm about to do what I do best. Cause I be having to rely on people every now and then. So, like, we, you know, celebrities are not the main focus, but we will bring something through every now and then. And so we'll definitely be on the lookout for that, because I will be bringing more celebrities throughout the year. Next year's a big March. March.
That's my birthday, look, y'all.
Oh, that's your birthday month,
yes,
too?
Pisces in the house. March is my birthday.
That's a great month. That's a great month. I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, it is. That's an awesome month.
And not only is it your birthday, that was your birthday, but the show will be turning 5 years old.
Well, we're going to have to just celebrate all together.
Turn up, turn up. And also, too,
yes,
pop
a bottle for me and pop a bottle for the station and pop a bottle for each host.
and that's when the all-star, that's when the all-star, excuse me, all-star issue of the magazine, The Green with Envy, as I'm going to be calling it. Throw it out there now, because I've been telling you I was going to hold off, let y'all know, but close to the time, but now y'all know.
You know what? I think I want to be. I want to do the magazine for March. Look at me already trying to get deals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you want to? Yeah, let me see. I think I told you.
I definitely want to, and I already know. And
the March
one.
Yes.
I already know. March. That's my birthday month. Oh my God! I just wanted to drop around my birthday or whenever, as long as it's in March, and I'm like, yeah.
Top five people.
Okay, high five, yeah. Boom, I feel that.
Hello, let me show you the top five coming up, because people are like, well, we're hanging it. All right, this is how it goes. Okay, so you read issues now, because by then we already have six issues out. So you would know, I would let people know that by, so that we have it out in time. Issue number, though, for that issue, will be released, because it's going to be a March-April issue, so there won't be an issue in April, so it's going to be big. So with that, it will allow we're going to have a voting process. Basically, the nominees will be people from all the, any of them, if you were in a magazine, anybody from issue number one, all the way to issue number six, you will be able to be nominated for the magazine.
Okay, look at me.
Month.
You know my arrogant ass. But, oh, I already know. Look, I'm going to post that, and people going to be like, yeah, vote for T. Marie. No, let me stop. I'm playing.
We're going to put those names up. We're going to have you have people vote. Vote. Whoever gets the most votes will be on the cover. Whoever, and then the other four places, number three through five, will be a feature in the magazine. Second place will be on the back of the magazine. So that's how it's going to go. And the shoes that you guys sent in for that are going to be green. Yeah, it's just green. It's green because March is known for March Madness.
St. Patrick's Day.
If you've been chatting, unless you've been trapped in a box somewhere, if you not know that a lot of stuff that our trademark colors are always green this, green that. So that's only makes perfect sense. Green people, so we're doing it, being celebrating the fifth anniversary of the show. And I will be letting you know, a surprise event will be doing around that time. I might even do it in Houston. Is doing the event
hey,
in
we
Houston.
We can definitely set something up.
But yeah.
I call my people. We work. Look at me. I call my people. I can be hood at times, y'all. Don't judge me. But yeah, we can work something out in Houston. Or you can do two. You can do one in Houston. And you can do one out there.
I want to celebrate the fifth anniversary. I want to do it though. Walk away from the area. And also,
well,
too,
cool.
Also, too, my sister, she gets married in March. So,
congratulations,
sister. Yes, I know. It's been going on. She got a show going tomorrow. Her season finale is tomorrow on the network, so we got to check it out. And if y'all haven't realized, we are one of the most ratchet shows in radio. It's definitely, especially if we get the letters sent in from the listeners, a.k.a. Pocket Change. We always get the most ratchet stuff. Oh, big thing coming for that. It'll be during the new season. 7th Streeter will be stopping through Real Spur Radio. Yeah, this is what we do. This is what we do.
Good luck.
Yeah, so it's going to go down, man. People always want to say, they want to say, you know, haters going to hate, bulls going to bow.
Haters going to hate. You can't me. I don't even acknowledge them. I just be like, whatever. I just be like, whatever. Y'all don't judge me on this song. Stop it.
Holidays. As far as the holidays, what you got to come up for the holidays? I know I'm a crunk because I get paid not to work. New Year, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Tear that joint up.
Oh, you get paid double, huh? I ain't mad at you, player. I'm trying to get like you.
Yeah, I'm
partying for the New Year's.
Yes. You hosting an event for New Year's Eve?
I'm hosting an event. Oh, shit! Well, no, because we were supposed to do so. We're doing something the 28th.
No, that's 28th. Because the 28th,
okay, well,
that
don't do that, because I thought about
it's
you.
27,
you
sorry,
T, and T, shit. I'm like,
hold on, see, your skirt show, I got to put on that back. The 27th, I got to make sure I look. So I'm trying to figure out what that Friday is. That Friday, the 27th, they celebrated. Actually, one of the Oscar Divine models birthdays. She helped me celebrate my birthday. We turned out, and we had the Ciroc girls. Ciroc, it was a Ciroc affair, man. It was ridiculous. And we was turning up. And it was celebrating the first issue of the magazine, which, of course, my girl Tina Reed was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we will be turning up for her birthday, man. No comment. I'm not ready up too much, so I ain't going to do too much.
Whatever, sis.
Yes,
so
and Christmas.
My love, Christmas, I'm going to be with family. But I'll let everybody who on my social sites, y'all will know what a party going to be at. Because I don't know about
Christmas,
that.
I'm going to be working my ass off. I got to finish this issue, the black lingerie issue. OMG, Lord. It is for the go down. I have the submissions are fabulous.
I know New Year's. I'm gonna spend time with my little boy. We might do some little fireworks. But that is it for little old me.
All right. So again, man, y'all been as far as reminding you. All you gotta miss any parts of the show coming up. Oh Lord, get out of my voice, please. Thank you. All right. So, anyways, as far as the show, you miss any shows this whole year and year past? You can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. CDDY letter J. Yeah, we still got 5 minutes left. But I want to throw that out there, this reminder, so you guys catch that. It is on iTunes, too, Dust 5 Radio Network. Oh, my God, man. I can't believe it. Look at me. It's a season. Another season going away. But don't cry, guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yes,
you can listen to all the great shows we put out.
And if y'all can't miss me. They can't miss me because I'm a sociable person. So if you own my social sites, your girl's going to, you know, do that.
Yeah, I'm not
chopping it up.
I'm not going to be on
the radio.
Right. I'll still be doing what I do. Still be on Dust Spot. Still be, you know, doing the magazine. Y'all got new shit. Y'all be able to keep up with us. Hell, you ain't got any magazines. Where have you been? And I'll tell you, I know. Shout out to the bona fide issue. I'm just like saying that was
Shut up. You better quit promoting that shit.
Man, shit.
Shout out to the bona fide magazine. Yeah.
And I'm telling y'all, she shutting all for that and saying that, you know, you want to say, you just say what she wants to say. It is hump day, so what better way to talk about that? She's shutting all. Yeah, saying, shut up.
If they get that magazine, you guarantee to feel some type of way. Yeah.
I just like it because you can't say that to you. It's like Team Marie gonna do what Team Marie wanna do.
Whatever the hell I wanna do. Like it, then that's your problem. But me, I'm gonna do me, because ain't nobody do it better than me. Now let me quit.
I was impressed.
Mm-hmm. All right. My next one, I'll make them stop. Anyway, so yeah. Be sure what time is it? Yes, it's about this time. So.
Go ahead and give them your menus and links that you have.
Yes. Be sure that y'all, damn it, I was supposed to have my link too, but be sure y'all follow me on my social sites. Instagram, TMarie_B_model, B is spelled T-H-E. Follow me on Twitter, TMarie_MOD, and like me on Facebook at TMarieTheModel. And, I'm going to post the link to my poster, Sadie, I promise. I'm going to send it to your email personally. I'm going to text it to you.
I'm about to say, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't even care no more.
Don't do me like that, Teddy. I promise you, I'm gonna send it to you. Don't do me like that.
This is a true fan. That's what we do. I'm gonna say this woman ain't.
I'm going to send you the link, and once I send the link to Steady, what I'm doing, and y'all can thank Steady, is I'm going to drop the prices down from 20 to 10. So when I send the link, I'm going to have it up. I'm going to say 2 days, and y'all can get it at a discount half price. And after them 2 days, it's going to go back up to 20. So.
It'll go back up, and y'all. Yeah, I saw the proof on Facebook.
me doing all that explicit shit. I'm just so much. I need to quit y'all. But I think that's why y'all love me.
It's worth the buy.
Yes.
You're smart about it. See, they got to earn a chance to look at it. See, you... Smart, I applaud your business, your very smart business mind. Hey, y'all want to see it? You got to pay to drop by the post to see it.
Okay, yes, because you know if you can see it for free, why pay?
Yeah, why pay with the poster? You know, the poster would be something exclusive. And you were smart, you kept it exclusive.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Your business mind is no play. Now let me quit.
I had to have a moment, Lord. I had to pray.
I heard all you right, come out.
I'm not going to play with you, ma'am. Okay.
Look at me.
They can stalk me at Facebook.com. Go to my fan page. I prefer you go like the fan page. Everything we got going on. That's at DUSK spot STOT. I'm not looking in my inbox. Hello. And then you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram with Ceddy J Duff, SCEDDY, letter J, DUSK, and on the Duff spot as well. You go to dustfight.com, join it. If you're a professional, because I'm sorry, and some people are like, well, usually what you do, you know, in a day, I want professionals on there. That's what makes the site so great. So we going to keep the site great and no ratchets. So if you're a professional in the industry, don't make sure you join it. All right?
Yep.
And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh,
yeah,
there's a...
See, look at me, I already started.
You, there is a what?
A way.
Yay. All right, yeah. Y'all, man. You hear, this is your boy, Sunny J, and your girl.
Hey, Marie.
Yes, and I hope y'all ready, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Come up for the new year.
Yeah.
Happy holidays and happy new year ahead of time. See you in 2014.
Yes, yes. Make sure y'all be safe. And wrap it up.
Put your jacket. Stay wrapped up. Put your jacket on.
Yes,
and we mean that more ways than one. Put your jacket on.